We ought to have churches that are modeled after the book of Acts. I love the book of Acts, my favorite book in the whole Bible. That's what I said. That was my first Bible study. We started the church. You got the four gospels, and then immediately following the gospels, you've got the book of Acts. And the book of Acts means action. It's always been my favorite book because they're just doing so much. I mean, man, they're turning the world upside down with the truth. And just and doing so much great work. Man, it's exciting. And before I remember the first few times I've gone to Faith Word, I was explaining that to Pastor Anderson how, man, the book of Acts is my favorite book. And it's just kind of like, I talked about it just like, oh, wouldn't that be great, you know, how things were in the past. And he's like, there's no reason why it can't be like that today. There's none. I mean, there's nothing different. God's power isn't shortened. God's hand isn't weak. It's not wax fat. It's there. He's willing to use it. Just, you need to be willing to let him use you. Let God's strength and power be shown through you. You don't have to be strong. You personally don't have to be. You can let God's strength show you, but you have to be willing. You have to be willing to say, here I am, Lord, send me. I may not be have a good tongue. I may not be the best at coming up with analogies. I may not be good at talking to you. I may be pretty shy. I may have all these things going against me, Lord, but here I am. I want you to use me. And he will use me. And actually, God gets way more glory and honor through the people who don't have the skills, and he's willing to use those people even more. Acts chapter 5. We need to roll up our sleeves and get to work. Look at verse number 40. And to him they agreed. When they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Now, these people, and the reason why I'm reading this in context, you probably heard verse 42 many, many times being preached. Really popular verse. Daily in the temple and every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. We use this for soul winning all the time because this is what they're doing. But look at the context. They had just gotten beaten up for Jesus Christ. Yeah. Did they let that stop them? Yeah. Nope. In fact, that invigorated them. They said, go ahead, beat us. You want to try to shut us down? We're going to go every day and preach the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.